This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. It's been months of uncertainty between the U.S. and China since President Trump placed new tariffs on Chinese goods, sparking another round of back-and-forth tension in the ag sector. Now an agreement reached last week has China pledging to resume purchases of U.S. soybeans. The announced totals don't make much of a dent in what's been missing from the marketplace, but many say it's a step forward in rebuilding one of America's most critical export relationships. We'll take a deeper dive into what it means and what it isn't going to mean next.
Stay ahead of the curve with Money Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where we break down how the latest agricultural news impacts the overall ag economy. Our broadcast team connects with commodity groups across the state and the country to bring you the latest updates and insights on how this information will affect Iowa's bottom dollar. Tune in every Monday through Friday on your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate and visit us online at iowaagnet.com for all the economic insights you need to thrive.
Last week's meeting between Presidents Trump and Xi led to pledges that China will buy 12 million metric tons of soybeans by the end of January and another 25 million from 26 through 28. Those numbers sound encouraging, but mostly represent a return to levels seen before trade tensions began. Ag economist Joe Jansen says the deal has sparked optimism, even if the fine print remains unclear.
We're still processing. This is sort of very new and a relatively vague announcement. It's a few numbers in comments from the Treasury Secretary that the market has run with. It's important to note that prior to the Secretary Bessent's comments coming out, a lot of people in the market thought that the meeting was actually rather disappointing and soybean prices had fallen overnight pretty substantially, about 30 cents per bushel. All of that has been reversed, and I think there's a sense of optimism about the potential for renewed U.S.-China trade. However, it's important to note that this is getting back to where we were in 2022, 23, 24, not going to a higher level of U.S.-China soybean trade than we've seen in the recent past.
Even with those numbers on the table, Jansen says the market impact could be modest. The purchases might not shift USDA's export projections much for the marketing year.
It's hard to say because you have to make a bunch of assumptions about what's going to happen with soybean trade between the U.S. and every other trading partner. You would think if that all of that 12 million metric tons occurred this year, that could sort of materially move the export number on the U.S. soybean balance sheet. But it's just as easy to think that the United States was going to have a difficult time getting to sort of what we expected about trade maybe a couple months ago, which was about 1.6 billion bushels of U.S. exports of soybeans to all countries. I think this is sort of in line with that number. It doesn't maybe move that number as much as one might think.
He says that means expectations for this marketing year will likely stay steady. The challenge is the same as always been for months, uncertainty. He calls it more subscription diplomacy, where short-term announcements sound promising but rarely deliver lasting stability.
The other part of this is just sort of the level of uncertainty. I've heard it called sort of like subscription diplomacy, that everything that we get in terms of news about international trade policy tends to be really short-term, and I think the market is going to need to see something material, either in terms of data on actual shipments over the next few months, but probably something much more concrete on paper as well in terms of an agreement between the United States and China around trade and soybean trade specifically before we really see a move to substantially different price levels than what we've got right now.
Jansen added that from the first Trump administration, trade goals could be set but not always met. He noted that the new deal looks a lot like phase one, vague promises, flexible targets, and no real penalties if those commitments end up falling short. For Iowa farmers, it's a reason to be encouraged but not to celebrate just yet. The hope is that this round of talks can lead to steady, dependable trade rather than just another round of short-term headlines. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.